glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, always at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
It's important for us to know what God wants from each and every one of us. This parable reveals that to us. Because Jesus wants more than superficial commitments, He starts using parables to focus on those sincere seekers, not the casual hearer. It's important to note Jesus was not only the Son of God, but backed it up with proof. Nicodemus recognized this. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you're doing if God were not with him." John 3 and verse 2. This parable describes the various types of reaction his preaching would receive. This parable brought about results. Parables both reveal and conceal truth. They reveal it to the genuine seeker. They conceal it from the one who is content with just to hear a story. Though seeing, they may not see. Though hearing, they may not understand. Luke 8 and verse 10. Parables bring light to where the person is when you have a noble and true heart. Jesus knew that the hearts of the people listening to him were as diverse as the kinds of soil. The lesson today is the parable of the sower, Luke 8, 4 through 15. A farmer went out to sow his seed. And the seed is the Word of God. Hebrews 4 and verse 12 states, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." There's a series of results for those who see and hear. The first one he gives in this parable is some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Luke 8 and verse 8. Those along the path are the ones who hear. And then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Luke 8 and verse 12. You see, the word of God does not penetrate such hearts. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." These are those with unbelieving hearts, often blinded by self-centeredness, preoccupation with the world, and etc. This is the reason Jesus is calling out. You see, calling out is the same word used when a rooster is crowing. He crows because he wants all to hear in the barnyard. Jesus desperately wants all to hear, just as the rooster. He calls out, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." Some of the seed fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Those on the rocks are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no roots. They believe for a while, but in time of testing, they fall away. These cannot endure trials because they have little to no roots. This is the reason Jesus is calling out, "He who has an ear, let him hear." And then some of the seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. The seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. The problem's not with the seed, and this time it's not with the soil. It allows good seed to grow, but it was cluttered with weeds. Both grew. Weeds choked out the fruitful plant. Their human hearts being choked out by life, worries, riches, and pleasures. We need to ask the question, are we letting worries choke out our spiritual life? Are we letting the riches choke out our spiritual life? Are we letting the pleasures of this world choke out our spiritual life? These things prevent maturity. Their loyalty to Jesus and his word is only one of many loyalties they have. Their other loyalties eventually choke out the spiritual life. When we love God his way, there's no room for anyone or anything else. Luke 10, 27. God says, "You shall have no other God before me." The things that crowd out the production of the good seed may not always be something bad, but they do not give their loyalty to God only. God wants to be the only one we give our heart to. This is the reason Jesus is calling out, "He who has an ear, let him hear." Still, the seed was sown, and it fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown, Luke 8 and verse 8. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop, Luke 8 and verse 15. Noble and good together denotes an honest heart, the attitude of which is right towards God, a good heart, one that, instead of working ill to the neighbor, acts beneficially towards him. We have a neighbor that way. He'll often say, I'd rather you catch fish than me. That's the kind of heart he has. This is the type of heart where God's word grows. With that, we are to hear the word. Retain it by persevering, produce a crop. Hearing God's word is a great joy. It's also a great privilege, but it carries with it a great responsibility. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King, He's our King. He is reigning over us, and He's our King. We adore and praise and lift up
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.